An 89th minute equaliser by Tom Greaves rescued a vital point for FC United in a 2-2 draw at Eastwood Town on Saturday afternoon. In the first half, United were being given little time on the ball and were struggling to play with any sort of fluency on a very poor surface. But Eastwood, on the other hand, were playing with nothing to lose and went ahead on 33 minutes. Poor defending was at fault for the goal, and as United waited for an offside decision, Green ran on and hit across Worsnop from the right of the box. The keeper initially managed to stretch out his goal mouth and palm the ball away, but only for Green to pounce on the loose ball and put it between Worsnop and the upright into the bottom corner.
He's not offside.
He's offside. It's number seven again. Green opportunity. First time shot comes in. It's a poor save. He should score again, and he does this time. And it was poor defending from FC. Completely asleep at the wheel. The first shot was saved by Worsnop. It ricocheted off one of his torsos. It bounced back out. And then, thank you very much, Green was there again. And he's whipped it in. And FC United go a goal down. And Stephen Wood might be right, to be honest, because my pet hate is people stealing yards. And that throw-in was taken from about 15 yards from where it should have been. However, that doesn't stop the woeful defending from FC United. Thoroughly deserve what they got there, because they were asleep at the wheel. Jerome Wright and Jones having an inquest now, but to be honest,
it's 33
poor,
minutes.
Poor.
It's been 33 minutes of rather sluggish football, and that's what FC deserves, to be honest.
Just as it seemed the Reds would be going in at the break, goal down, a final roll of the dice in the first half levelled the score. Wright on the left played the ball down the line to Walwyn, who crossed deep to Matthew Wolfenden. The forward's downwards header was directed superbly into the path of Banks, who struck with intent to fire past Malong just seconds prior to the half-time whistle.
Jerome Wright, he's trying to make a mess of winning the ball, but does well actually this time. Left-hand side over the halfway line he goes, plays the ball up towards Warwood, who's been conspicuous by his own absence as he tries to whip the ball to the penalty area this time. It's a decent ball, first-time ball. Opportunity now, this should be a goal for FC United! Yeah! It is indeed! The first bit of real class. Agent Cody Banks, signed by Disney, at the right-hand side, pushing the ball in from 15 yards out, and on the half-time, FC United get the equaliser. Well, the heads of Eastwood will be down, very much so, and FC United, well, they can thank the lucky stars, really. There was someone with a bit of culture and quality there in Banks, because it wasn't an easy shot. Ball down the left-hand side, Jerome Wright, lots of yardage, played up to Warwyn. Well, Warwyn, that was the first thing he's done of note all afternoon. He's put a decent ball in. It's headed back by Giggs. There was FC United's Banks, and a cultured finish, and it's one apiece. However, it's the only bit of any class that we've shown at all in that 45 minutes.
Into the second half, and United's defence were looking disorganised, and the Badgers were given far too much room to swing in across. Under pressure, Dean Stott tried to deal with the ball, but somehow managed to put it past John Worsnop into the roof of his own net.
And what can they do? Playing it around themselves on the right-hand side at the moment. There's no one in the penalty area, really, of any note. And FC United need to clear the lines, and they don't. And it's an own goal from Dean Stott. There was no pressure there. There was no one in the penalty area at all. From an Eastwood perspective, the ball was a decent ball, but it should have been cleared comfortably by Stott. But it seems all that work... I'm blaming Stephen Wood for that.
That's Stott's third own goal of the season.
That's what happens when you do tiling round at his gaff.
Third
own goal of the season for Dean Stott.
Well, there was no pressure at all on him, really. And he's just... Well, he's followed the ball to the top corner. Nothing the goalkeeper can do. And FC have decided to find themselves 2-1 down.
Good start.
The Reds began to control the game and apply large amounts of pressure in and around the Eastwood area. A double substitution saw strikers Mike Norton and Tom Greaves take to the pitch to add to the attack as Giggs and Walwyn made way. Their efforts were rewarded in the last minute of normal time as Greaves chased to the dead ball line, rounded a defender and blasted past Malong from a tight angle.
FC United, well, they've got the ball in the penalty area. First time shot. Out of nothing, we were just talking there, the defender on the far side of the ground should have cleared his lines, he didn't, and it was that man, Tom Greaves, well, he got half a sniff, and he absolutely buried it from an acute angle on the far side of the ground, beyond the goalkeeper, and all the hard work, yet again from Eastwood, has been undone with a momentary lapse of concentration, and FC United, can they get something out of this now?
That's on the 89th minute.
They conceded in the 45th minute. They've conceded in the 89th minute. Goodness gracious.
FC United remain in third place with 5 games to go, all of which will be crucial as they aim to finish inside the playoff places.